you know, go to physical therapy or go see a chiropractor, you know, get some more, you know, eat better, get some exercise, lose a little bit of weight. I think it's like, there's no, like, golden BB, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, which I'm sure you've experienced yourself.
Yes. You know, that would be awesome. You could have a golden BB, and it would solve all your problems. All your ailments would go away. You know, your penis size would increase by a factor of a million. You'd lose 20 years or 30 years or whatever the case may be, and off you go. So I think that'd be awesome if they'd come up with something like that. And maybe cream of some young guy over there in Asia somewhere is figuring it out. Or the 12-year-old Israeli kid. Or, you know, somebody. And maybe sometime before I'm dead, they'll come up with it. Probably not, though. It'll probably be just after I'm dead, which is probably a good thing. Because God only knows, the world does not need me around any longer than absolutely necessary. You know, you don't want a second wind. Just be done with the first one and have at it. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, hopefully that you get it all figured out, because pain sucks. And tingly shit sucks, too. I'm not a big fan, especially when, you know, I mean, it feels like your friggin' fingers are and hands asleep, and you go to, like, they're trying to pick up a fork to eat something or write with something or whatever, and it's like your hand won't do what you want it to do because it's, like, asleep. And it's like, Jesus Christ, wake up. I got shit to do.
I like how you had the golden BB. It only eats your back problems, but to make you, you know, hung like man of war. I guess that's, I don't know, yeah, I guess that's a side effect, right? You get your neck cured, and next thing you know, you get a baby's arm between your legs. I guess, they just say it's a side effect, that's all. You know, like birth control helps clear acne, you know? It's golden BB, you know, improves your, you end up looking like a tripod, I guess. Maybe you want a DOT.
No, the golden BB is like a sore dick. You can't beat it. So, if you're going to solve all your other health issues, you might as well, get the nickname Mandingo. So I would say that probably 9 out of 10 guys on the planet probably wouldn't mind, a few extra inches, maybe their libido back. You know, the women probably be pissed off about the whole ordeal, but no, so be it. Screw them. Oh, wait a minute. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. So anyway, you can leap tall buildings with a single bound. Yeah, it can be springy, too. It can be like the little, which creatures are they that use their tails like a coil and they can spring? Is that the kangaroos or other marsupials? I don't remember. But there's some animal somewhere that can use its tail as like a spring, a coil. And, if you had a big Schwanson, you could make that thing allow you to scale tall trees and buildings, all kinds of shit. Man, you'd be in good shape.
Use as a prehensile tail. Yeah, you could turn into a marsupial. you can hang from the tree of it and... get a beer out of our fridge.
God. Yeah, you're already finding other uses. I mean, that's practical. You know, you get two hands full, what do? You know, you let the trouser snake out, go grab yourself a beer. If you need to hang from a tree branch and keep your other hands free so that you can hold the binoculars while you're peeping into some lady's window, then, I mean, it's perfect use for it. I think it's a win-win all the way around.
Case, well, they're better than they were Monday morning. That's for sure. Doing good. I'm on the mobile with a hotspot in the car, so hopefully it's coming through okay. V1's DOT, I think, is in there. Go ahead.
How you doing? Good to hear you on. Keith and I were discussing neck and back problems, which turned into a discussion about Golden BB, which not only cured that problem, but basically took your male member and turned it into a prehensile tail, and we were discussing various uses of that just as you came in. Oh, you W1ZOC. I personally think it's fantastic. So, I also think that, like the, what is it, the female marsupials that have the pouch, right? I mean, that could be fine, too. You know, you go into the store and you realize that, they'd be like, man, all my hands are full of groceries, but there's, you know, extra can of whatever. I gotta have it. And you let the trouser snake out again to grab it and put it right in the pouch. Now, again, I understand that the pouches, only females have the pouches. So this would have to be a deviation from that. Because I'm not trying to insinuate that you would be a female. Or I would, you know, whomever had the pouch. So it would have to be like some genetically engineered thing that that it was unisex. That all future... Well, and again, too, we'd be a hybrid anyway. It'd be human marsupial. So anything goes at that point. So the rules for marsupials would not necessarily carry over because we're already talking about a brand new breed. So in this brand new breed, male and female humusupials, there you go, there's a word, would all have pouches for when two hands and a long trouser snake just aren't enough. Go ahead, Mark.
So as you exited the flying saucer, you'd have a place to keep both your hotspot and your radio, right?
Yes.
Was over. What's that? Oh, it's a pocket for my hotspot.
I almost choked on my Diet Mountain Dew. That's too good. Go ahead, Phil.
Great idea. Have a place for your hotspot and your radio in the unisex pouch there. In your prehensile trouser snake. You know? I mean, geez, you could, between the two hands, the trouser snake and the pouch, you could have an array of HTs all over. You know, man, how good with your prehensile trouser snout there. You know, we can hold the radio and depress the PTT at the same time.
I think we're onto something, Phil. I think that, we need to contact the world's scientists and tell them that, you know, stop wasting their time with trying to figure out cancer. That's so passe. They need to start working on this new pill that will convert you over to a humusupial. Because I got to tell you, there's a lot of advantages, I think. And, you know, they say the human race is going to be extinct in 32 years because of global warming and, you know, all this mess. But I wonder if the humusupial would survive. So I'm starting to think that they need to get working on that so we can get some conversions going on so that, you know, when the straight humans, the Homo sapiens, exit the Earth because of global warming, then maybe the humusupials can carry on. So I think we're going to get right on that. Get out of here for a couple of minutes, make a phone call. I will not be on the side, and I will not be listening, because when I'm listening, I will most likely be talking, and I, like I said, I won't be on the side, but I will be back, so carry on. Mark, good to hear you. Yeah, you sound fine, Mobile. There haven't been any anomalies in your transmissions the last few, so I think you're fine. We'll catch up with you here shortly. Had one FT.